I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at careercycles.com and founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz, Canada's unique podcast conversation that enriches lives, empowers careers, and energizes organizations. How can we change workplaces so they're both good for employees and for employers? When so many employees say they're not engaged, what can be done to improve employee engagement and well-being? The Your Workplace annual conference addresses productivity, workplace culture, and employee wellness. I went to the June conference as your Career Buzz correspondent, and I'll be sharing short interviews with four of the presenters, including Corey Diamond on the transformative nature of volunteering. That's in the second half of today's show. But first, what can a simple volunteer job at a radio station do for your career and life? Just ask Adam Jung. He was technical producer right here for Career Buzz back in 2009, just for a short time. He then moved to Hong Kong. In his job search, he approached RTHK, that's Hong Kong's national radio station, and he used that CIUT volunteer experience to get a job as a sports radio presenter and reporter. It's a job he's had now for 5 years. He's interviewed all kinds of famous people, covered the Olympics in Rio last year, and had quite an enriching work and learning experience. Looking back, Adam says, walking into CIUT was one of the best moves he's ever made. Welcome back to Career Buzz, Adam.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. What an introduction. Wow.
It's a great story, Adam. It was so thrilling for you to reach out to me. You came back to Toronto for the summer, it looks like. So what do you like about what's going on now in your career?
Well, I like my job. It's very exciting. Like you mentioned, I'm a sports journalist, a sports presenter for a radio station. So I get to go out and watch a lot of games, get to know a lot of the local athletes over in Hong Kong. I also love being on the air, and that's why I came to CIUT back in 2009, just because I love radio. I like, right now I do a morning show, and I present sports on that morning radio show, and I love being on the air every morning.
What would you say, the skills that you use to be successful, to be a good reporter, presenter, interviewer?
The skills that I've learned.
Skills that you use and that you learn regularly.
How to present myself, how to project my voice, how to find people to interview, how to make connections with others, knowing what questions to ask. It's interesting because I learn on the go. I mean, if you ask me to tell you what skills I've learned, I don't know. I have to really scratch my head. But I feel like I've learned quite a bit through this process. And a lot of times it's just learn as you go.
It is. And you know, for listeners, it's always interesting to find out the transferable skills. We're going to learn a little bit into this interview. What did you study? How did you get there? And, you know, people often wonder, well, wait a second. How did he go from this to that? And it seems that that's the glue that attaches people's stories. You know, I went and I studied this thing. I learned some things, but I learned how to transfer them. And that's sort of the magic of how some of these career transitions go. So if we were to step back, Adam, and find out, how did you get that great job? So you started out here in Toronto. You and I met back in 2009. I believe you were a student here at the University of Toronto. What were you studying back then?
Well, that time I already got my undergrad, and I was working on my second degree at OISE. I was doing a Bachelor of Education, and I was thinking of becoming a high school teacher. And the interesting part about that OISE program is that there's an internship for that second half of that 1 year program. And instead of going to a school, I walked into CIUT. And the funny thing is, before I came to CIUT, I actually looked up other radio stations. I knew I wanted to do radio. And I knew that with this internship, I could go anywhere. It doesn't have to be a school. And also from my first teaching practicum, I mean, I liked it. I liked working with the students. But there were some problems that I saw. And I started to question if being in the school system is good for me. So I started looking elsewhere. And after getting turned down by other radio stations, I just walked into CIUT, this house that I always used to pass by when I was a student on St. George. I didn't know what it was. I just walked in, talked to Ken and the other people who were here, and they took me in. And I started working with Take 5 and then found your show and doing technical production for your show. And that's how I got here.
It's such a great story. Let me just step back a couple of pieces because listeners might also be interested to know. Before the Bachelor of Education, what else were you studying?
I did my BA in International Relations.
And at the time, what was the career plan? Were you thinking you'd do the Bachelor of Education then, or did you have other career ideas?
I didn't have much of a plan, to be honest. When I was in high school, I was really interested in Japanese culture, actually. I lived in Japan for a year when I was in grade 12. And then I thought I would go back there during my undergrad years to study, but it never happened. I was actually really lost as an undergrad.
Well, as most people are, but they're busy learning and experiencing the world. And it sounds like there were two career ideas, each of which you kind of checked out and you moved away from. So the idea of doing something back in Japan and maybe going and doing studies in Japan is something with Japanese culture. And then the teaching idea. And you could say that that whole Bachelor of Education was really a kind of career exploration in a way. And you tried it, you learned, you did some schoolroom stuff. And then you said, no, this might not be for me. And it led you to this interest in radio. Now, how far back does the interest in radio go?
Oh, that's a really good question. It goes back to when I was a kid in my early teens. I used to stay up at night and listen to late night radio. I love those music programs where you can call in and request and dedicate songs. I don't know if people still do that, but I used to love it. And I used to listen to a lot of Chinese radio too. And so I always wanted to do a music program. When I came to CIUT, I had this vision for a show on Asian indie music. And that was part of the reason why I went back to Hong Kong, was I wanted to explore more. Because all the Asian music scene that I got here were from commercial sort of mainstream radios. And I wanted more. I feel there's something I needed to explore. And that's why I went back to Hong Kong. I wanted to do some research, bring something back. But then once I got there, I just decided to stay. And then I did have a show here called Atomic Heart, from 2013.
Atomic Heart, I could see why you do that, because your name is Adam, but
exactly.
It's actually spelled A-T-O-M.
That's another story. I changed my name.
Oh, you did? Okay, so Atomic Heart. Let me just frame for listeners a moment. Like, there's a couple of pieces of your story there that I think are key. One is interests can emerge in childhood, right?
Oh,
and sometimes even if we study international relations or biology or whatever, sometimes the interests in childhood persist. And they can be the seed of a career idea, is idea one. And idea two is you explored that. You generated enough curiosity that took you to say, hey, I loved listening to those radio shows and the call-ins, right? That's clearly an expression of interest. But you were willing to act on your curiosity, to take an inspired action, to check it out, to walk into a radio station kind of randomly.
Yeah.
And that inspired action, I think, is key for listeners. You know, if you have an interest, you can take those inspired actions. And you did. And you couldn't have known what would have happened, but you did it anyways.
I did it anyways. And the interesting thing is, as you go on that path, you realize you start to learn your capabilities and abilities that you didn't know you had. One thing that I was always stuck with before I came into CIUT, I always had this radio dream, but I always thought I wasn't a good talker. And it was always just a dream, a very distant thing. And then after coming here, and I saw like all kinds of different people can have their own show and how it's very community oriented, it really changed my view of what radio is. And then I started to think, hey, maybe I can do this too. I can do it myself. So that's how the idea started.
It's amazing to see how those dots connect, right? And I think that that's important as people kind of get stuck in their own thinking and worrying and what they might do next, and that you had just a glimmer from something that you liked in childhood. You got the gig here. You were a technical producer for a couple of different shows. How did the show Atomic Heart, how did that go for you before you leave that part?
It was good. I mean, it was a show that I would send a program to CIUT. They would air it. It's on underground Hong Kong music with some stuff from mainland and Japan as well. And when I first started, I did interviews as well. I was interviewing local artists over there, going to different events and getting sounds from there. I was really enthusiastic about it, but then it became unsustainable. there were just so many aspects I wanted to cover. And so that program went on for just over a year. And I told Ken I have to stop and I have to think of something else, something more sustainable. And in fact, I do have a new idea that I'm going to try. So that's coming up. But it was a great experience because from doing Atomic Heart, it wasn't just a matter of having my own radio show. Okay, so that dream is, you can say, fulfilled. But through that process, I actually learned more about what aspect of radio I'm interested in. Do I really want to just introduce indie music? Do I really just want to interview people in the art scene? Maybe there's something else. And I think I finally found it, and so that's my next radio idea.
Well, it's courageous to keep learning and to keep I call that kind of an error correction system. You know, you take a step, you find whether it's closer or further away from what you're wanting, and you can't know until you take that step, and you just keep on navigating. But the error correction system means you sometimes have to step away from something to error correct. So, Adam, how did the picking yourself up and going to Hong Kong, right? It sounds like there was an interest there already. There was a few things that happened, but you picked yourself up and you went there. How did that go?
How did that go? At first, I didn't think I would be there for such a long time. It's been 7 years. Again, it probably stems from childhood because I was born there and I lived there till I was nine. 1989 was the year I immigrated to Canada. So I always have this feel this connection with Hong Kong. So after I immigrated here in 89, I lived here for 20 years. So 2009, I went back. How did it go? Well, the first